Good to be back with you once again here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Some terrific news for 2016. More Americans than ever have health insurance. Through December 2015, roughly 8.6 million Americans signed up for marketplace coverage in states that use healthcare.gov. Of those, nearly 2.5 million were new marketplace customers. Now, if you look here in Maryland, there were 120,000 individuals who signed up for health insurance in the exchange for healthcare coverage in 2015. Joining me to bring us up to date on the state of health coverage for 2016 is, of course, Hector De La Torre, who is Executive Director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what do people need to know about health insurance and the landscape in 2016, but more specifically, of course, their own health insurance requirements?
Well, first, for those that have not re-enrolled in a plan yet, the deadline for meeting the mandate is January 31st, so you still have some time to enroll in a health plan for 2016. For those with exchange plans already, you don't need to do anything to keep your plan. You're automatically re-enrolled unless you make changes or you cancel.
Now, as we've seen, with each year brings new sort of requirements or changes. What do insured people need to look for in 2016?
In every year, health plans change, so you do not assume that your coverage is the same. Check to see if your doctor is still in your network of your coverage. As companies and insurers look for additional ways to reduce healthcare costs, they are increasingly narrowing the networks of doctors and hospitals with whom they offer preferred rates and cutting some prescription medications. That means that even if you haven't changed your insurance plan, your preferred doctor, hospital, or medication may not be covered, and you will have to pay for it on your own.
Doesn't that go against the whole premise of the Affordable Care Act about expanding coverage and benefits?
There are lots of options out there. I mean, you're not stuck with that health plan. That's why we're saying to check to make sure that your preferred doctor, hospital, or medication are included in the health plan that you're in. You may have to change, as many Americans have.
Let's touch quickly on costs. Is there any indication that costs are going to go up in 2016 significantly?
Yes, we know that even as the pace of increases in health care costs has slowed down, prices continue to rise. For example, consumers who receive health care through work on average will pay 5% more this year for premiums. And workers with contributing an average of about $1,000, $1,100 for an individual, that number is going to increase by about 5%. Healthcare costs themselves are also increasing along with deductibles. So not just the premiums, but co-pays, medications, the share that you have to pay for are also going up. Exchange and traditional health plan rates vary state to state, and so rate changes will vary greatly. But it's really important to note that the tax penalty for not having health insurance in 2016 is also going up to $695 per adult or 2.5% of yearly household income, whichever is higher.
Clearly, the incentive is getting greater to sign up and obtain health insurance. I know that the Transamerica Center for Health Studies did a survey recently on healthcare costs. What did you find there?
Well, we found that cost is probably the top concern of Americans regarding healthcare. 54% of Americans selected affordability as the characteristic of healthcare that is most important to them. And the percentage of Americans reporting increases in premiums went up by 11%, deductibles by 8%, and out-of-pocket expenses by 10%, larger than what we've seen in the last couple of years.
Well, the story's not over. ClearPath will be covering these topics and more in future segments. That's all we have time for. Hector, thanks as always, and thanks to Matt Taka, our terrific producer, here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.